I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
She thinks Chef Natasha is not on the ball and he's extremely tall. It's Watch What Happens Live with Daisy and Jean-Luc from Below Deck Sailing Yacht now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411.
Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, back from vacation with two yachties from Below Deck Sailing Yacht, one of whom felt a little peeved with the exterior crew tonight, and another who has never felt little at all. Please welcome Chief Stew Daisy Keller. Hey, Daisy.
Hey.
And deckhand Jean-Luc Cersa Lanoe. Hey, Jean-Luc.
What's up, guys?
Did I butcher your last name, Jean-Luc?
Nah, you actually did pretty good.
Okay, very good. I should point out, Daisy, you're in Antigua right now, and Jean-Luc is in Costa Rica. We are all very jealous of both of you. I want to talk about tonight's episode. For both of you, what was going through your mind with the naked thruple jumping in the water tonight? Daisy?
Yeah, I didn't know about that until the next morning. That kind of just keeps continuing. It was weird.
Jean-Luc, can this end well?
No, you know, you hear stories about it, but it never does, unfortunately. I found out about it as well the night after, but I didn't know it went as far as it did.
Jean-Luc, do you think it was fair of Daisy to blame the low tip on Natasha?
You know, I think it had something to possibly do with it because, as you guys could see, Barry was definitely there for an experience as far as the dining and the food. I think he knew what to expect from, you know, the exterior and the toys and whatnot. So I definitely think he was, you know, not very happy with the certain decisions that were made from Natasha.
Daisy, are you annoyed by the things that Gary is saying in interview about the Stews needing to chip in more?
Yeah, I would.
Or the Stews needing, sorry, about the Stews needing help from the deck team.
Yeah, I was a bit taken aback at to the extent of how frustrated Gary was. I often approached him asking him to be more upfront with me, and he just did this whole, Days, I love you, Days, I don't have an issue with you, and quite clearly he did, which did piss me off. But anyone who works on boats know that we're a team. It's not a department against department, and Gary was not a team player.
Jean-Luc, Noah673 wants to know how uncomfortable Barry's comments made you. Were they playful jokes, or were you feeling a certain way?
No, they were definitely playful jokes. Like, you know, the fact that he's cracking jokes means that he's comfortable with me, and that means that he's having a good time and a good experience. So, you know, I'm not going to say that it's the first time I haven't been hit on by a gay guy, so I kind of have used to it. But, you know, it's just whatever the guests want and whatever makes them happy, you know, I'm down to play along with. So.
Wow. Okay. Lots to unpack there. Daisy Lori B said, do you think the cotton candy was actually too much, or was Natasha being lazy and didn't want to deal with the machine?
No, I think it wasn't a big deal that she didn't want to do it, but you say that to me and I'll, you know, readjust the guest expectations. But to tell me last minute when I'd set up a table, and it wasn't just cotton candy, there was supposed to be more as well. And that was the problem, not because she didn't want to do it. It wasn't just the cotton candy machine. There was supposed to be a lot more things on that table as well. So yeah, I was pretty pissed off. But
Jean-Luc, what can Daisy and Natasha do to mend their relationship, do you think?
Oh boy. you know, kind of just seeing it for what it is, I would just say, you know, I think the communication somewhat was a bit lacking. And I think that both of them had a lot to say, but didn't want to say it because of the timing of it all and, you know, guests on board. So, you know, I think they took a more professional approach and not started screaming and ripping each other's heads off. But,
right.
Yeah, I think we pulled it off.
Well, as Chief Stew, Daisy doesn't just whine and dine the charter guests, but she has to listen to their constant whining, too. So I want to turn the tablescapes and give her a well-earned chance to complain. Daisy, I'm going to present you with annoying things that have gone down so far this season. Let's hear you chief bitch about them. Okay, how were Gary, if you were Gary and Allie, how irritated would you be by Sydney's constant intrusions?
I'd probably be kind of annoyed, yeah.
Who exhibited brattier behavior on charter, Barry and his crew or Natasha?
Natasha.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how cheap were these most recent and difficult charter guests being with their $15,000 tip?
No, the tip was a result of bad service from everyone on the boat.
Who was more annoying to room with and why, Allie or Sydney?
Sydney, she got upset very easily when she couldn't get in the shower or something.
Is it unprofessional for Danny and JL to make out during their shared night shift?
No, they're having fun.
Yay. How pissed were you when you saw it was Colin who drunkenly used the clean guest bathroom?
Colin, yeah, that was not okay. I was not impressed by that at all.
All right.
For JL, I thanked him.
Thank you very much, Daisy.
Yeah.
Well, when Danny isn't working in the interior, she's been working her way into the interior of Jean-Luc's heart. So let's find out what it is about her that gets his motor running. What first attracted you to Danny, JL?
Oh, the very first thing off the bat was her accent. I've always been a fan of accents, and hers was very mysterious and peculiar to me because I've never heard it before. And just her personality and how she never really caused any drama. She just stuck to her work and was good at it, too.
How was the kissing?
Oh, the kissing was good. I said I wouldn't mind to do it again. In an episode, and that was true.
What is the best part about your height difference? You are how tall again? Oh boy, he's frozen.
I'm 6'9".
You're 6'9". So what's the best part about a big height difference with a lady?
You know, it has its advantages. It's just fun. It's a little bit more, I guess you could say, physical.
All right. Very good. Were you a fan of her tattoos?
Yeah, I'm a fan of anyone's tattoos who, you know, tattoos are a form of expression and, you know, on someone's body. And I have quite a bit of tattoos. So, yeah, that definitely piqued my interest.
By the way, what's the biggest perk of hooking up with an older woman?
They know what they want.
All right, JL. Thank you very much for, oh, and the audience is giving you a big round of applause on that. Well, Chef Natasha made dice and chop, but when it comes to Daisy, she doesn't mince words. In fact, just recently on this show, she said that Daisy has the second stew do her job. So let's see if we can unstir the pot with Positively Daisy. Daisy, I have questions about Natasha. Give us some positive answers. I want to go to break on some positivity. What's the best dish Chef Natasha made for the crew?
Oh, God, that was a really long time ago. I honestly can't remember. She made loads of amazing things, but I honestly...
Say three things you enjoyed about working with Natasha.
She's funny. She has good energy. And she is... When she isn't pushing against, she's actually quite happy to work with people.
What? Tell me something that you were very impressed by with how Natasha deals with difficult charter guests.
She's good at not taking it personally and just getting on with her job.
Tell me something Natasha does that always puts a smile on your face.
She's just funny. She just is quick humor and, yeah, sharp with words. So, yeah, she's pretty funny.
All right. See that? Super, super positive. I love it. Let's go to the virtual audience. Courtney, what's your question for Daisy? Oh, my God, Courtney, you guys are like the Stephanie and Travis of the audience tonight.
Oh, no. Well, thank you for that.
Hi, Andy.
Hi.
Hi. Fellow BU alum, so go Terriers. Hi, Daisy. Our question for you is, do you think that Colin had any right to say he's not busy doing nothing when you asked for his help when him and Gary literally blew you off to take a smoke break this charter?
I understood where Colin was coming from after we spoke about it. I think he was actually talking to all the departments. He felt like he was getting pulled in from Natasha and Gary as well. So I wasn't that upset, but watching back the show, I think me and Colin especially realized maybe how much the boys did kind of not help. But Colin was really, really great. He was very helpful. It's not showing it so much now, but he is. But there was just a bit of tension after that charter. It was a disaster. So I think that was... There was no hard feelings.
I could listen to your accent all day, by the way. I love it. Yeah. Your accent makes everything you're saying sound 2% more interesting, or 12%. Tiana, what's your question for Jean-Luc?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Jean-Luc. Hi.
Hi, how's it going? Good.
So do you think it is hypocritical of Gary to be so critical of how you're doing your job when he immediately hooked up with one of his subordinates?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head, actually. You know, I was under the assumption that they had actually only kissed that night. So I'm finding out like all of this right now that they actually, you know, had sex that night. So from that point on, obviously he took a liking to her way more than he would have me. So it makes complete sense.
Okay. Thank you, virtual audience. Jean-Luc, Andrew H. wants to know what you think of Danny telling Allie and Daisy tonight that you two kissed again. Do you think it's any of their business?
I mean, you know, girls talk, especially in the same department. And if it's about a guy or, you know, whatever they're doing, I'm sure that it's going to get talked about at some stage. So, you know, she's a grown woman. She knows what she's doing.
Boys talk too, by the way. Daisy, Melanie C said, after seeing all the different French fries and mashed potatoes that the guests from this charter were ordering, did you have any empathy about how much pressure Natasha was under?
Yeah, definitely. The guests were quite demanding and challenging, and me and Natasha were definitely on the, you know, most of the time on the same page during that charter. And we don't always clash heads, and yeah, I felt sorry for her. It was a lot on all departments.
Jean-Luc, Emily from Syracuse, New York said, do you think Gary swapped bunks not so you could sleep better, but rather so he could hook up with fellow crew without the captain knowing?
I think he wanted me to sleep better. It was definitely a concern of both Daisy and Gary, but I also think that it was a ploy for him to also do what he's been really wanting to do.
Did you like, when it was all said and done, you seemed to be sleeping better. Did you like rooming with Captain Glenn?
Yeah, no, I definitely got worked up for no reason. It was kind of just the thought of, oh, if I came in drunk one night, woke the captain up. But no, rooming with Captain Glenn was probably the best decision I've made.
All right. Well, the only thing on Parsifal 3 making a bigger splash than the three-way pants-off cannonball we saw from Gary, Allie, and Sydney tonight may be that some group's ongoing love triangle. Maybe that same group's ongoing love triangle. It's my first day back from vacation. I'm sorry. So let's dive right into the freaky details with That's the Three-Way It Is. I have questions. Pick your answers between Allie, Gary, and Sydney. Okay, of these three, who do you think has the highest freak number, Daisy?
Oh, Gary?
Who do you think, JL?
Sydney.
Who's most likely to be clingy in a relationship, Daisy?
Sydney.
JL?
Sydney.
Who has the best smile, Daisy?
Ooh, Ali.
JL?
Yeah, I'd say Ali as well.
Who's the biggest flirt, Daisy?
Ooh, Gary.
JL?
Gary.
Who has the best sense of humor?
Ali.
JL?
You know, I didn't really get to talk to Allie too much. I don't know. I'd probably say Gary. He's a pretty funny dude.
Daisy, who do you think is the best cuddler?
Ooh, Gary.
JL? Oh, he's frozen and just in time. Oh, no. He kind of looked like he was pondering that question. Okay, yeah, no, he's back. Who's the best cuddler? Now I want to know who you think is the best cuddler, JL.
I'd say Allie.
All right. Very good. I want to leave it there. Jean-Luc, Billy M wants to know if you were trying to stir the pot when you dared Sydney and Allie to kiss during Truth or Dare, especially since Gary was into both of them.
Oh, 100%. That was the plan the whole time. It's just stir it up.
Very good. I can respect that. Harmony J wants to know, Daisy, on a scale of 1 to 10, how shocked were you when Danny revealed she and JL kissed?
I was so shocked. I couldn't believe it.
Jean-Luc, Doris C wants to know, what are Gary's biggest weaknesses when it comes to being a boss?
Mentorship.
And his lack of it.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. And so on the boat you're on now, what is your position on the boat?
It's kind of difficult to say because I guess in yachting terms, I would be the mate, but I still need to get my ticket technically. So I'm basically just a deckhand at the moment. Sole deckhand, but deckhand.
Wow. Well, Daisy, Maya S. wants to know if you think Gary feels like he's personally above helping the interior team, especially considering Sydney and JL are always willing to lend a hand.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know. Gary's great at his job and he's a really lovely person to be around. But for some reason, he just thinks he's above dishes. It was a bit weird.
All right. Well, it is time for Watch What Happens 5. Tonight, the interior crew pulled off a lovely romantic proposal. But sometimes on Bravo, a big gesture doesn't come off as planned. So tonight, I'm counting down the top 5 least romantic things on Bravo that at least one person thought was actually romantic. Number 5 comes from Roni. Aviva's dad's proposal to Carol had nothing to do with marriage. Watch this.
Well, I can give you your first squirt to look at.
Carol did not take him up on that offer. At number 4, it's a classic love story straight out of the back alley of Sir. Jack's got Brittany the gift of breast implants. Romantic. Number 3, Scott sent Tinsley flowers that looked fit for a funeral. Maybe he had a coupon. Teresa comes in at number 2. Her gift to Joe Giudice here sounds like it came from old McDonald's farm.
My husband was defending my honor, so I'm going to give him a little brown chicken brown chow.
What are you doing? Give him pneumonia that way.
Brown chicken brown chow. And for our number 1 moment, Schwartz gave Katie a ring on a string. Remember that? Some gestures are priceless. Others, like that one, literally could never be priced. I want to thank Daisy and Jean-Luc for being here. We'll see you tomorrow night. We got Niecy Nash and Leslie Jordan at 10 after Dallas. Thanks, you two. We're going to our after show right now on Twitter Live.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I'm docu-signing a document while I host the show. Crazy. It's Andy with Daisy and Jean-Luc from Below Deck Sailing Yacht. I want to go to our audience. Does anyone else in the audience have any questions for Daisy or Jean-Luc or me? The woman on the bottom right lifted her hands up first, and we would like to hear from you first. Yes, hi.
Hi. Nice to meet y'all. So sticking with the Below Deck theme, Andy, who do you think would be the most outrageous, hard to deal with housewife on a Below Deck cruise? And who would be the easiest?
I think there are plenty that would be easy. Who would be the most? I mean, I think Ramona's a handful on a trip, you know?
Great answer.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question, Daisy. Because I just had a interaction with, I was on a boat last week, and when I got on board, I let the crew unpack for me, and then the night before I was leaving, someone said to me, "Would you like us to pack for you?" And I said, "Yes, please." And my friend said, "That's rude. Just pack your own bag." And so my question to you is, don't you view that as part of your thing?
It's very difficult to say because on bigger boats and bigger, especially motor boats with some sailboats, you have a lot more staff. On Parsable, when we did it, it is pushing it.
Okay.
Yes, we'll do everything to make someone's stay more enjoyable, but it's a lot more common when you do have a few more stews because often you have the same number of guests, but more stews.
Okay.
So it was pushing a little bit in the size of our boat. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's not rude. We're there to do whatever you want.
Okay. Yes, the couple that's raising their hands wildly.
Are we the couple? The,
yes, you are.
Yes. Okay, us? Hi.
Is it us?
Yes. Okay. I'm Danny, and this is Jessica. We're from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Very good. I wasn't calling on you, but I like it that you jumped in. It's all good.
We're very aggressive.
Sorry.
Okay, good.
We're a couple. Anyway, thank you. Love you, Andy. Our question is, if you could have any Bravo cast on a charter yacht, who would it be?
And why would it include Tom Schwartz?
Oh, God. What charter? What group would I like to see on a yacht? Actually, I'd like to see Atlanta. I would like to see Atlanta. Okay. That's my vote. Okay, the couple three on the top, the third couple to the right.
Salt Lake City.
Yes, Salt Lake would be interesting, especially right now. Yes, hi.
Hey, hi, Andy. My name is Christiana. Hi. And this is Michael,
hey,
my
Andy.
Husband. But we would totally, you know, do whatever for you. No, I'm just joking. Oh. No, I gotcha. But I do have a question for you. I wanted to know, marry, shag, or kill out of these three housewives. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Please don't hate me. First, can you say my name, Christiana, if you don't mind?
Christiana.
Teresa Giudice, Lisa Vanderpump, and Ramona Singer.
Marry, shag, kill. I would marry... I would marry Vanderpump because I want to live at Villa Rosa.
Yeah.
I would shag Teresa because she's had an interest in Jewish men lately. And I wouldn't kill Ramona, but I would just put her on ice for now. Jean-Luc, you have a friend you need to discuss?
Say what?
You had a friend you wanted to mention?
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to shout out Ashley Bailey and Cole Bailey. They're massive friends of yours, they follow you a lot. And they'd like to just hear me shout them out. And it means a lot to them. And they're biggest fans of you. So
excellent.
Yeah, I just wanted to give them a shout out.
All right. Well, thanks to you guys. And thanks to the audience. And thank you, Daisy and Jean-Luc. For more, click around bravotv.com. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Once upon a beat! Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.